Okay, everybody, here we go. It's me, Gregor Manorino, Friday, October 18th, 2024, pre-market report. So here's the underlying theme, what I want to discuss today, because I've been getting bombarded with concern. All right, I don't want to say worry or people are freaking out or anything like that. You never should be that way. Again, if you let this stuff get to you too much, and I should talk, right? It does get to me from time to time. But with regard to decision making as to what you should do when you see a particular situation unfolding, no matter what it is in life, when a crisis hits or whatever it might be, you got to remain calm. You got to get your head in the right spot. Now, today's video got sparked by several people who wrote to me who are understandably somewhat concerned about November 5th or the presidential selection. Greg, what should we do? Should we get out of the market now? You know, look, there's a lot of worry here, again, or concern with how the market's going to react after the presidential selection. I've spoken about this quite a long time now. We're in a very interesting spot. We're seeing a market that seems invincible. I mean, look at this headline. This is this morning from Market Watch. Why investors should be worried about the market's invincibility syndrome. We know what's driving this. There are actually two things driving this market right now. One is this Trump trade, which we'll talk about in a moment, and this so-called invincibility syndrome of the market. Look, it's easy money. You all know that. Oceans of it are being priced into this market. Nothing is real. There's no price discovery. The market is. I mean, I've said this a million times. It's the biggest bubble. Look, the debt market is the hyper bubble of all time. We've never seen anything like it. That hyper, there's not even a word, it goes beyond that, bubble in the debt market, is the driver of everything right now. And who's the number one buyer of debt around the world? It's central banks. At any moment, they can pull the plug. Absolutely, this can be done. It will. Again, it's a moment of their choosing when this entire thing is going to be brought down to its knees. That's where they want us, you and I, on our knees. They are the overlords. They have full control of the world economy, the world financial system, the world markets. That's it. That's who runs the show. You all know that. Okay. Now, so oceans of easy money being promised. The ECB just cutting rates again. The Fed's going to cut rates the rest of this year through next year. We all know that. How do they do that? They create cash out of nothing. This is how central banks rig the system, and they buy it all. Buy it all. And that has caused the market that has done nothing but go straight up. We have not seen this phenomenon again since the hyper bubble, the dot-com hyper bubble. This is worse what we're seeing now. And is that a concern? Should we be worried about it? Worry, concern, yes. No panic whatsoever. Period, the freaking end here. Now, with regard to the question, should we pull out of the market prior to the selection, November 5th? Should we dump it all, November 4th? I'm going to say no. No. Let's talk about why we should not be even considering doing this. So, look, invincibility, I just showed you this. The market right now is pricing in a Trump victory. It doesn't mean it's going to happen, all right? Absolutely does not mean it. The market, look, man, the market is like a twisted, demented child. It really, really is. Has to constantly be reassured that everything is going to be all right. Everything is not always going to be all right. I mean, come on, man. The market, in my opinion, could potentially throw a tantrum if it doesn't get what it wants. The market wants Trump, period. We all know that, okay? The Trump trade is in full effect. Have you seen recently what's happened to Trump media company, DJT stock? It went from, I mean, an absolute free fall to a sincerely serious rebound here. Still way, way off of the high end, way off of when Trump told his followers to buy the stock, okay? People are still underwater here, but you can use DJT stock as a gauge. You really could, in my opinion, as to what the market believes is going to happen here. Again, there's only two reasons to hold DJT stock. Two. One, if you believe that Trump is going to be selected, it's going higher. Even though it's a $9 stock, and I'm telling you by every metric you want to look at. All right. Number two, if you believe that Elon Musk, the soon-to-be trillionaire, super elite, whatever the freaking thing it is, okay? Don't trust this man at all, but that's okay. A lot of you think this guy also walks on water. Well, you guys, man. Anyway, look, if you think he's going to buy the company, Trump's company over there. So, with that, look, a couple of things that are going on here. No doubt about it that the market is flying high on easy money. It's a drug. It's a main line of heroin. And we've seen record high just yesterday with the Dow. This morning, you got stock futures relatively flat. You got the Dow futures, as I am doing this, right about at the flat line, slightly negative. S&P futures higher. NASDAQ futures higher. This is what's going on with the crypto market here. Crypto's getting bid higher. Gold and silver looking pretty good. 10-year yield, look at that. Okay. Am I worried about that? No, I am not worried about that. This is why. Again, MMRI, free to everybody, link in the description of this video. We still remain in a screaming downtrend, a screaming downtrend. We are going to worry when we see an uncontrolled spike here. When you see this, look, man, we're still in this downward trend. You can't deny that. This is not just squiggly lines. You're seeing in real time, this is real time, the Fed weakening the dollar, the Fed buying the debt market. Okay, now this is what's happening. This is what I'm going to be looking at. Let's just throw out a hypothetical hell here. The market doesn't get what it wants. Clearly, the market wants Trump. It's everywhere. Okay, the crypto market is foaming at the mouth over the prospect of a Trump presidency here. The man has fully embraced crypto far beyond what I have ever would have imagined here. And it's, you know, look, just real quick, we're going to go back to the MMRI, but if you, this is just FYI, my lines, just FYI, for those of you that are into crypto and are wondering what's going on with Trump's crypto token here, we got some new information. It's just real quick. I'm going to read this to you. Now, look, I am not suggesting, and I wrote it right here. This is in your inbox, all right? I'm not suggesting that you buy this or sell this. I want you to know that, but just so you can be brought up to speed. So here's the new information we got on Trump's new crypto token here. So the Trump family will get 75% of the net revenue, with the remaining 25% going to Axiom Management, which is owned by Chase Harrow and Zachary Folkman. Okay, now it has been disclosed. It has now been disclosed, and this was bothering me. We weren't allowed to know how much the Trump family owned of this token here. But it turns out that the Trump family owns 22.5 billion of these, currently valued at $337 million now. Depending on where this goes, again, we'll see. Obviously, the Trump family is going to do very well. They already are. Even if this thing were cut in half, they would still pull out one heck of a profit out of that. Anyway, look, going back to, that's just FYI, as I said, for you crypto guys, and there's a lot of crypto people here, you do what you want with this information, okay? Always do your own research. I'm just putting this out here so you can be in the know. Now, going back to this, okay, real quick. This is all I'm concerned about, people. I don't know how to say this another way. Trump, Harris, what the freak ever, okay? Honestly, from a financial standpoint, we're going to watch the debt market as we always have been and as we always will. This is the key, man. I don't know another way to say this to you. So start keeping your eyes on this. I mean, this downtrend, as long as this remains, what are we going to do? What have I been saying to you? We're going to buy it all. Buy it all. Okay, meaning any dip in the stock market, we buy. Any dip in the crypto market, we buy. Any dip with regard to gold and silver, commodities, we buy it all. Just like the central banks are doing. We're being our own central banks. I've been telling you this forever now. So, if you want to throw out a hypothetical, again, market wants Trump. The crypto market wants Trump. Trump is absolutely more positive for the stock market than Harris is. Way more positive than Harris for the crypto space. I mean, come on, man. You got to be brain dead not to see what's happening here. And you and I are going to take advantage of this. But let's just throw out a hypothetical. The hypothetical, okay, the market wants Trump. The market doesn't get Trump on the 5th. Yes, I believe there's going to be a tantrum. The market's going to throw a freaking tantrum. Could I be wrong? Absolutely. But I'm telling you the most likely scenario. Trump trade being baked in here. Doesn't mean it's going to happen. It means what the market is anticipating. Crypto, absolutely. So for cryptocurrency, I would expect this space to take a hit. With regard to the stock market, I would expect the stock market to take a hit. But what am I going to do? What are you going to do? We're going to look at this. We're going to look at this. For the presidential selection, okay, that is it. If we remain in this downtrend, what are we going to do? Are we going to cry? Are we going to go run in some corner and suck our freaking thumb off? No. We're going to say, okay, is this an opportunity to pounce? Me personally, let me just say this. If the MMRI is saying, Greg, okay, the system is being maintained, we already know what central banks are going to do. There's no guesswork here. There is no guesswork here, regardless of Trump, regardless of Harris. The Fed's on a mission to buy it all, to fulfill, not just the Fed, people. Central banks around the world are on a mission to destroy you and me. That means to wipe out the economy, issue in a new system, bring us to our knees. That's where we're going, okay? You know that. They need a puppet behind the resolute desk. We're not going to find out. Let me tell you this real quick. Come November 5th, we're going to find out who the real traitor is. The real traitor will be revealed that day, okay? Whether it's Trump or Harris, it's a selection. That's my take on it. And we're going to find out who the real traitor is. Whoever is selected as president is traitor number one. And I've been telling you for the longest time, they should be taken out and hanged, all right? Because they don't work for you. None of these guys, none of these people work for you right now. You know that. What is Trump doing? What is Harris doing? They're selling you the Fed's plan to lower rates, which is not what we need. That also means currency purchasing power destruction, which is not what we need. We're being brought to our knees around the world by this same mechanism. We need the opposite of this, and you know that. We've been covering this for 1,000 years, it seems, so far. But we're not going to get that. We're not going to get it. Okay, we're not going to get what we need to make the economy stronger, to make the people prosper. The 1 and 2 percenters, no matter who is selected, are going to do very well here. And you and me, we're going to stick to our guns. We're not changing a thing. We're going to watch the debt market, follow the MMRI. If the market gets disappointed, okay, this is just a few weeks away, and Trump is not selected, and the market falls. As long as this that isn't a downtrend, people, and I think it's going to be because central banks are buying it all. We buy it all. Can I be more clear on this? Can I possibly be more clear on this to all of you? I don't want a single one of you out here to be overly concerned about this. First of all, if you're overly concerned, that tells me that you're playing with cash you cannot afford to lose. Once you do that, it strips out all logic. And you cannot make the right decisions. Does that make sense to you out here? If you are ever playing with cash that you cannot afford to lose, you're definitely doing the wrong thing. And on top of that, you got to be spread out here. You got to be diversified. If you have all your eggs in any one basket, I would say it's a big mistake. But if you had to be in one basket, there it is. Silver. Number two, gold. Those are the baskets you want to be in. You do not want to be in a central bank issued note right now. The central banks, people, for 10 years longer, I've been telling you, they're destroying the purchasing power of their currency. This is not an error. This is not a mistake. This is deliberate, man. This is what they're doing. And then again, why are we seeing inflation right now? Why is it not going to stop? Because central banks are buying it all right now. They've been buying it all right now. They're devaluing the currency. They got puppets working for them. You know how the system works, man. But look, again, as I've been telling you, this is a channel for lions who understand the system, who know how to take advantage of it. Because if you don't, you're going to be destroyed. And that's the last thing that this guy wants here, okay? Period. So, you want to get out of this market? If you are that fearful that some major event is going to occur prior to this, after the selection here, then you should get out of here now. All right, you already have a profit. There's no doubt about it. If you've been with me for any length of time, you're doing phenomenally well in this market. Okay, it's never wrong, ever. If anyone tells you it's wrong to pull profits because the next day it might go higher, they're idiots. Idiots at the highest order. It is never, ever wrong to pull profit. You know that. So if you want to pull profit and sit in cash for a little while, terrible place to be. Okay, I get it. I get it. But I don't want a single one of you out here to worry or be overly concerned because we know how to play the game. Because we have the best tool that I believe has ever been created to gauge risk, period. To see what the Fed's doing in real time. And we know they're not going to stop, man. If any of you think for a nanosecond that central banks are not going to get in here and buy it all, they're not going to continue to keep rates artificially suppressed with puppets selling you the same what they want. Okay, nothing could possibly make a central banker happier than having a puppet sell their plan. And we have two right now. It's vomitous. It makes me want to throw up all over the freaking floor because we have no saving grace. There's no one here to save us. Honestly, we have to save ourselves. Does that sound about right to you? Because if it doesn't and you're looking for this one to save you and for this one to save you, your faith is in the wrong place. I'm sorry. Ain't happening. Anyway, look, I'm sorry I get all uppity about these things from time to time, but it's just too much sometimes. It really, really is. And I want you to come away from my videos with a new understanding or maybe a way to clarify what we are doing and why we are doing it. It should make sense to you people. The system is killing us in the literal sense. And wait till you see what will eventually happen. We're going to get a meltdown in that debt market that's going to send the MMRI off the page. Off the page. That's where we're going. A meltdown in the stock markets around the world is going to occur. We're going to get a credit freeze, a locking up of the system, and there's going to be pandemonium in the streets like you cannot possibly imagine. It's going to be like your worst case scenario, like we've been talking about. We got to be ready for, okay? From a financial standpoint, I can't imagine any people are in a better spot than you or I, period. With regard to everything else, what do we do every Friday? What are we going to do later on today? We're going to get together and say, love each other, care about each other, be charitable to each other. That's how we're going to get through this because there's no way out. Central banks are in full control of everything. I hope you got some out of this video. I really, really do. And if you're new here, welcome to the pride. We're getting a lot of new people thanks to all of you here. All right, so please comment here. Greg, you got it right. Greg, you're way off base and this is why. Good, bad, or indifferent, I appreciate the comments. It does help the algorithms. Let's do that. With regard to these thumbs up, people, look, if you got even one thing out of this video, I would appreciate a thumbs up here. Let's get this stuff out there and please share this stuff on your social networks. It's important. I want to wake up some more people and I need you guys and girls to help me with that. With that said, this guy loves you from the heart with all I got and I mean it and I will never, 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 never let you down. I will give you what I feel is cutting edge information that you can act on. Actionable material. I'm not just sitting here to blabber my mouth off. You understand? Because believe me, I have other things that I could do. I'm sitting here because I feel I have a profound responsibility to bring all of you actionable information. And I think together, we're doing it. We're doing it. All right, look, I'm out of here. People, we'll see each other at 4 or 5 p.m. Eastern for the live stream. Until we meet again, please take care of yourselves and each other, okay?